The Long Dead by Doug Ramspeck. Mostly we smoked with our backs to the fence, watching our classmates filing out from the school grounds, or we exchanged pills for a handful of dollars, or we made rude remarks to the girls we liked. One was named Marlene, and 9 years later she took her own life in a bathroom of an apartment house where she was living with her boyfriend and their son, though back in high school she would give us the finger or pretend she might flash us. Her brother ended up doing time for check kiting, a term I didn't know until he went away for it. And decades later, I saw him at a YMCA with his clothes off, as fat as a walrus, and he reminded me of a time we'd almost stolen a car, then had chickened out. Reminded me of a time we drove to Wisconsin, where the drinking age was 18. Apparently, he struck a car in the parking lot before we headed back, though I had no memory of the accident. Mostly, I nodded while he stood with the towel draped over his shoulder, and we talked about the long dead, including his sister. And I imagined my back against the fence as she was walking by, and I remembered how she would turn as we called out, her mouth undecided whether it were angry or amused, and the clouds above her seemed a reliquary, the earth spinning out on its wheel.